Yeah.
We're on a journey together to unearth what really drives you, what matters most, so you can drive further, faster, and enjoy the ride. This is What Drives You, and I'm your host, Kevin Miller. How to manifest when you don't believe in manifesting. Today, the buzzword in self-improvement is manifesting. People seem fairly polarized on the topic, either fully embracing it as magical or fully rejecting it as evil. I've struggled with the concept of manifesting for a long time. I believe in a God. I don't think I'm it. I don't think you are either, but I feel where there's smoke, there's fire, and my parents taught me not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I've been studying the concept of manifesting, found a way to embrace it, and I think many of you will resonate with it as well. When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a five-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. How to manifest when you don't believe in manifesting. True story. When I was around 6 to 8 years old, when I would get out of line, my parents would give me an attitude adjustment. We lived in Anaheim, California at the time. They would make me listen to Zig Ziglar tapes and spend time out on the front porch, which was warm year round, and punch what boxers would call a speed bag. It's interesting on that aspect. My dad was raised near Amish. His parents were Amish, and he was a conscientious objector in Vietnam. He served stateside in a psychiatric hospital, but very nonviolent pacifist, to say the least. So odd that they had me hitting a punching bag. But back then, you know, Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, all these motivational greats. I mean, the focal point was goals and goal setting. That's really what personal development was for so many years. Today, the buzzword is manifesting. People seem fairly polarized on the topic. Either they're fully embracing it as something magical, or they're fully rejecting it as something purely evil. And I'll admit, I've struggled with it for a long time. That's why I'm talking about it here. I believe in God. I believe in a God. I don't think I am that God. I don't think you are either. But I feel where there's smoke, there's often fire. My parents also taught me not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I've been studying up on this concept of manifesting. So as an admitted logophile, a lover of words, I often look up the actual meanings. And here's what we have with manifest or manifesting. As an adjective, number one, it says readily perceived by the senses and especially by the sense of sight. Like a statement would be, their joy was manifest in their faces. Second definition, easily understood or recognized by the mind. As a verb, it says to make evident or certain by showing or displaying. Well, let's first start off then with the extreme perceptions of manifesting, what I call extreme. You'll hear someone talk of manifesting $1,000. Okay, they're thinking about $1,000 and claiming that they merely believed in it and it showed up on their porch. They projected the right vibrations and frequency, and boom, the universe responded. All right, I do struggle with that. I had former monk and current Hindu priest Don Dapani on the show last year. We did a full show, a second one, discussing just spirituality after I asked him to unpack this statement. He said, in taking charge of your life, you should not leave it up to the environment or, God forbid, the universe. The universe is going to guide me. He says, I can assure you Jupiter, Pluto, and Uranus are not sitting around figuring out how to solve the complexities of your life. Your mind's a tool. You're in charge of it. Okay, that's a perspective that I tend towards. And I want to reject that the universe provided because, you know, you called something into existence, like you're some God or some supernatural thing. But as a believer in God, I do believe in miracles. I mean, if someone claimed that they prayed to Jesus for the $1,000 and it showed up, I'd be more prone to give it credit, which to some degrees just points to my ingrained religious bias. I'll admit today, I have no certainty on how God works. I can't prove God. I can't prove how God would work. So if you want to embrace manifesting as you call out to the universe like a God, or you want to pray to a God, that's a choice you can make. It's a faith you can have. Even as a believer in God, I can't cite any answer to my prayers that's as direct and tangible as asking for $1,000 and it showed up on my doorstep, but I'm open to that. But now, if you go back to the dictionary descriptions, you could interpret them as saying that manifesting is simply expecting. It's having faith in something. This I have experienced so much in my life as I think about it. I mean, the things that I really had faith in, they primarily came to pass. Maybe they all did. I mean, I had faith and I expected that I could win big professional bike races, and I did. I had faith and expected I could ask a certain girl to marry me and that she would say yes, and she did. I had faith and expected that my first child, who almost died from epilepsy, would live and be okay, and he has. I had faith and expected I could build a big alternative home on land in the Rockies for my family, even though at the time I had zero knowledge, zero money, or zero time. It actually happened. I'm sitting in it right now as I record from my home office. I had faith and expected I could sell a book idea, just the idea, to a highbrow New York literary agency and then a big New York publisher. That happened too. So things I have expected, again, they've mostly, if not all, they've come to pass. And conversely, the many things I haven't expected, I've wanted them, but I've not really had faith in or could envision myself achieving them. They didn't happen. They haven't happened. And I'm left here now realizing that what I can't authentically see, what I can't authentically envision for myself, what I can't truly say I expect, it's not going to happen if I can't do that. If manifesting is expecting, I have to be able to expect it. I must get myself to truly have faith that it, whatever it is that I'm wanting, think I want, that it could and should happen for me. I feel the root of manifesting is truly having faith and expecting that you can achieve whatever it is you want to achieve or realize. Having faith and expecting that you can have what it is you want to have. But want alone, again, is just not enough. Ask anyone how they want to look and feel. They'll give you an answer of what they want, but not really what they believe they can attain. You can't see themselves that way. Ask people how much money they'd like. You'll get an answer, but it's not an answer of what they have faith in and really think that they're capable of or would even know what to do with. I'm feeling that in a lot of ways, this is a holy grail of our progress, of our drive. Believing in manifesting as a supernatural force or believing in it as just having faith and expecting in something you haven't attained yet. From this, you'll start orienting yourself toward the right decisions and actions that will bring you to the goal, to come around circle to goals. So if you stop and think right now about the things you want, and you may more easily think of the things in your life you don't want, and you can start there with what you don't want, but make yourself turn it into then what do you want? And then ask yourself if you can actually see yourself attaining that desire. And if you can't, then you're going to be stuck there until you can, is what I'm realizing. Now you know at least where to focus. How can I get myself really thinking and expecting something different? I don't have it now. I'm not there now, but I can really see myself. I really can. I believe I can. That's where you got to focus. Now, if you can see yourself, if you can think of this thing that you want and you can see yourself attaining whatever it is you want, well, there you go. You are now fulfilling a perspective of manifesting. I'll probably continue thinking of it as faith and expectation, but whatever it is that gets us to see ourselves at a different place than we are now, and therefore we will start making different decisions, different actions, having a different energy about it, then we're on our way to this aspect of manifesting. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Yeah.